sacked workers of MODEC and its management and the Western Regional Executives of the TUC are currently meeting to decide the fate of sacked workers of the company. About 71 workers were sacked following their refusal to sign a good behavior bond. The Deputy General Secretary of the General Transport, Petroleum and Chemical Workers Union, Francis Sala, told Radio Ghana that the latest development is in sharp contrast to an MOU signed by the union members, MODEC management, and representatives of the GTPCWU. Mr. Sala said today's meeting will demand the reinstatement of the workers.
Well, it's in a very short summary. The workers are converging in our office as we speak. We are meeting them. We are writing to the Petroleum Commission, and we want the employers to know that we have institutions. We want our institutions to be up and doing, because the moment we lose faith in our institution, there's going to be chaos. We want our institutions to be respected. And so once it's the same Petroleum Commission that gave the advice, the way forward when we last met, we want that MOU to be respected. So I speak, we are making meetings with the issue.
But since they were sacked, have you had any meetings with the company?
Yeah, this thing came up just last night. It was when we had all closed and gone home, that was when the news came in. So we have come this morning and we are strategizing.
What are you hoping to do at the meeting? What outcomes are you expecting?
First of all, we are expecting an unconditional reinstatement of all the 29 guys who have been terminated.
How many are they in total?
In total, we have 71 workers who are unionized. But the entire workers are more than that. We have 71 of them who are unionized, and 29 out of the 71 have had letters indicating that their appointment has been terminated.